It's 11 trivia questions on the band Pink Floyd, written by new Patreon subscriber Ian Schultze. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Hope you're having a great weekend wherever you're at in the world, listening to the sound of my voice. Guys, I'm originally from Chicago, so when people first hear me say certain words, they always go, "What?" And they kind of mock the way I say my long A. So I just want to point that out there. If you're ever listening to the show, or if you're a new listener, and you're like, where's this guy from? I was born in the south suburbs of Chicago, Crestwood, Illinois. And here are the words I always get yelled at for in California. College, ma, pop, garage, and what? Those are all the ones. And I hope you found the show from a fun way. I hope you search Trivia on maybe your favorite podcast app and you're like, what's this? Who's this guy? What is this thing that comes out every day or sometimes two or three times a day when he misses a day? What is this show all about? And maybe you clicked on it and maybe you're listening for the first time. And it's a little bit of something for everybody. Today's episode is about Pink Floyd. I'm going to be asking 11 trivia questions written by my new buddy, Ian Schultze. I was saying his name wrong the last couple times I've mentioned it on the show. He gave me a nice pronunciation. He says it's pronounced like Schult-Z. In your head, throw a T before the Z and then pronounce the Z like the letter. So there you go, Ian. Hopefully I nailed that name. Ian's a big fan of Pink Floyd, so he wrote 11 good questions. If you're a Pink Floyd fan, you will love today's episode. Or if you just like, you know, psychedelic, classic rock, whatever you want to call it, this one might be for you. So play along. I'm going to read the questions, and you're going to just yell them out or write them down or play with a friend, battle somebody. Whatever you want to do with the podcast, it's up to you. That is the fun of the show. And if you like this episode, there's 500-plus other episodes to go check out this Labor Day weekend. Maybe you're driving to Grandma's. Maybe you're on a road trip of some kind, and you're looking to pass the time. Just go back and click on any episode that kind of tickles your fancy. We've done everything from Scrubs to... let's see, 500 different things. All I could think of was Scrubs. We've done Scrubs. We've done Back to the Future. We've done 80s everything, movies, music, etc. And there's another episode going up later today on 80s soundtracks. So if you're in the mood for that, look for that one that will show up if you hit subscribe on your device. You don't have to do anything. You'll just get a new episode every day when I post these shows. All right, that's it for today's intro. We're going to jump into these 11 questions from Ian. Let's see how many you can get right out of 11 on Pink Floyd. Here we go. Here we go with some Pink Floyd trivia. I'm not a huge Pink Floyd fan. I don't even know a ton of titles of the names of their songs, but I have listened to them a lot in college with people who smoke pot. Here's number one. What Pink Floyd song has the shortest title? Question number one, what Pink Floyd song has the shortest title? That's question number one. Question number two, what song has the longest title? What song has the longest title in the Pink Floyd catalog? Number two. Question number three, there are two band members who share the same first name. What is that name? Number three, there's a question I think I might be able to get. There are two band members who share the same first name. What is that name? Number three. Question number four, Pink Floyd got their name from two American blues musicians. Who were those blues musicians? Number four, who are the blues musicians that Pink Floyd got their name from? Number four. Question number five, which of their albums became the first rock album to be played in space when a recently released copy was brought aboard a Soviet mission to the Mir, or Mir, M-I-R, space station? Number five, which of their albums became the first rock band to be played in space when it was on that Soviet space station? Number five. Question Question number six. During the recording of the album Wish You Were Here, who coincidentally showed up in the studio? Number six. During the recording of the album Wish You Were Here, who coincidentally showed up in the studio? Number six. Number seven. The album Animals is based on the themes of which book? Ooh, I like this book. Number seven, the album Animals is based on the themes of which book? Question number eight. Pink Floyd are known for bookending sounds, words, and song titles at the beginning and end of their albums. What sound bookends the album Dark Side of the Moon? What is the sound or sound effect, you could say, that bookends the start and end of Dark Side of the Moon? Number eight. Question number nine, the Division Bell supposedly had a riddle concealed within the album. What was the mystery referred to as? Number nine, the Division Bell supposedly had a riddle concealed within the album. What was this mystery referred to as? Two questions left to go on Ian's challenging Pink Floyd quiz. Here's number 10, the time signature for the song Money is unusual. What is that time signature? Number 10, the time signature for the song Money is unusual. What is that time signature? And number 11, what company has created most of the band's album covers, starting with their second album, Saucer Full of Secrets? What company has created most of the band's album covers, starting with their second album, Saucer Full of Secrets? Those are your 11 questions on Pink Floyd from Ian Schultze. Let's see how many of those you got right in just a second. We are back with the answers to Pink Floyd trivia from Ian. Let's see how many you got right out of 11. Some tough ones on here. Number one, what Pink Floyd song has the shortest title? That would be the two-letter song for one word called If. I-F is their shortest titled song. Pink Floyd, If. Number two, what song has the longest title? That would be several species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave and grooving with a pict, P-I-C-T. Note from Ian says the Picts, P-I-C-T-S, were the indigenous people of what is now Scotland who merged with the Scots. Thanks for that side note. I love that. Number three, there are two band members who share the same first name. What is it? Roger Waters and Roger Sid Barrett, pronounced Sid as in Sydney, but that's not where it came from, says Ian. Number three, here's number four. Pink Floyd got their name from two American blues musicians. Who were they? They were Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. Look them up, Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. Number five, which of their albums became the first rock band to be played in space aboard that Soviet space station? That would be Delicate Sound of Thunder. Number five, Delicate Sound of Thunder. Number six, during the recording of the album Wish You Were Here, who coincidentally showed up in the studio? That was Sid Barrett, who they thought that was strange because Barrett had pretty much been forced out of the band years earlier, and the album is largely about him. So that's kind of crazy. He showed up in the middle of recording it. Number seven, the album Animals is based on the themes of which book? George Orwell's Animal Farm. That's a great book. Read it a few times, and some great themes in there. Number eight, Pink Floyd are known for bookending sounds, words, and song titles at the beginning and end of their albums. What sound bookends the album Dark Side of the Moon? That would be a heartbeat. A heartbeat at the beginning and the end of Dark Side of the Moon. Number nine, the Division Bell supposedly had a riddle concealed within the album. What was the mystery referred to as? That was the Publius Enigma? Publius? Probably Publius Enigma. Number 10, the time signature for the song Money is unusual. What is that time signature? It's a 7-4 time signature, which is unusual, according to Ian. I don't know much about music, and I don't even really know what 7-4 means. Number 11, what company has created most of the band's album covers, starting with their second album, Saucer Full of Secrets? That would be, let's see, it says pronounced like hypnosis, so it's hypnosis, but it's spelled H-I-P-G-N-O-S-I-S. So hypnosis is that company that made those album covers. Ian, great quiz, very informative, and I feel like I know tons more about Pink Floyd already. Thanks for sending in that content. If you want to be like Ian, you want to send me some questions and tell me how to pronounce things, that would be awesome, because it always helps me out. As you could tell from the show, I don't always take the time to look up how to pronounce things. And Ian helped me out big time. So thanks, Ian. It is time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. If you need something printed, go to fmdesignsinc.com and tell them Buds sent you. How old is pop star Pink in September 2019? We're talking right now on the day this went out, because I'll give you a hint, she has a birthday in September. So how old is pop star Pink for the next couple of weeks here? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. And that is the email you can send some questions to, like Ian did, RyanBuds@gmail.com. If you have some fun questions you want me to use on the show. Yesterday's question of the day answer was the name of the grandma in Moana, and her name is Grandma, G-A-R-M-M-A. So Grandma Tala, T-A-L-A. And the trivia team name of the day is Pink Floyd Mayweather. I mush those two together for a nice team name you can use next time you're playing trivia. Pink Floyd Mayweather. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for subscribing, Ian, to our Patreon page. And thank you for anybody else who wants to jump on board. We were able to donate over $300. I think it was $350 when all was said and done to Dayton and El Paso. And what's very sad is in the time that we've been raising money for this, there's already another shooting in Texas. So we'll figure out something to do for that community, Odessa and beyond, for next month. But thank you so much for your donations, and thanks for being a part of this show and helping it grow bigger and better every day. Thanks for telling friends about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.